Well, I put my whole heart and soul into that song. And when I'd finished, I faced Rip and Snort and waited for a roar of applause. They stared at me. No applause. Well, is that all I get for doing the best song of the year?
Not best song of year. Only boring and stupid. Coyote not give hoot for mother skunk.
But you'll have to admit that the melody was kinda nice. They shook their heads.
Not have to admit. Coyote song much better and betterest.
Yeah, but you haven't even sung it yet, and it's illegal and crooked to make judgments before you've done the song. Who knows, you guys might not remember your words. And don't forget who's the official judge of this contest. I didn't like the way they laughed at that last statement. It made me wonder if they were going to keep their respective words about making this an honest contest. Mary D. must have been having the same thoughts because she looked up at me and whispered,
I don't think this is going to work, Harvey.
Of course it is. And will you stop calling me Harvey? She didn't have time to answer. Just then, Rip and Snort began warming up their tonsils and preparing for their big production. And they told me to sit down and shut up, which I considered a fairly reasonable request, considering who they were and all. So I sat down and shut my trap and listened to their latest assault on good taste and music. It had a lot of rhythm and noise and no melody whatever. A pretty good kind of song for cannibals, in other words, because I can't carry a tune anyway. Here's how it went.
Rumble, 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 mutter. Rumble, 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 mutter, mutter. Rumble, 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 mutter. Rumble, 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 mutter, mutter.
Rip and Snort are toughest guys, singing songs, telling lies. Howl at moon, play all night. Love to eat, love to fight. Sleep all day, not give a hoot. Coyote, just a big galoot. Better not get in our way, or we will punch your lights out. Huh. It's a cannibal way. It's a cannibal way. It's a cannibal animal, foe, and fannibal cannibal way. We see you in the dark. You know you can't hide. We got eyes in the front and eyes on the side. See, we see you. We hear you. We're coming on through. The world's most famous wrecking crew. We smell pretty bad and we know we are cool because we learned our stuff at cannibal school. Bobcats, badgers, guard dog mutts. We clean their clocks and kick their shins. It's the cannibal way. It's the cannibal way. It's the cannibal animal. Foof and fannibal, the cannibal way.
Rumble, 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 mutter. Rumble, 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 mutter, mutter. Rumble, 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 mutter. Rumble, 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 mutter, mutter.
It's a cannibal way!
The brothers finished their little whatever it was. You can call it a song if you wish. I'd call it a noisy, tasteless piece of low-class coyote trash. Every bit as bad as the others I'd heard them do over the years. They turned to me with big, sloppy grins on their faces.
Huh. Now what, Hunk, say?
Well, it, leaves me breathless.
What that means, dressless?
It means, well, I guess you're wanting to hear the final opinion of our impartial panel of judges, and here it is. I paused for a moment, just for dramatic effect, and pretended to be giving the matter deep and serious thought, although I had more or less already picked the winner. Okay, guys, we've got a winner. Stand by. Our big winner in tonight's contest is Hank the Cow Dog doing Ode to Mother Skunk. No applause. Only blank stares. But you guys win the consolation prize, which is a one-week all-expenses-paid vacation in the next canyon. Congratulations and start moving, Kitty. These guys have been known to riot after a big defeat. We begin edging northward. And boys, It was fun. We really enjoyed it. And what really matters is not who wins or loses, but... In a flash, they had changed positions and were blocking our path. Snort was grinning.
Huh! What really matters is cheat and win, then have big coyote feast.
Yes, Snort, but that would be, cheating. And I know that you wouldn't want history to record that you were a couple of cheaters, so to speak.
Ha! Coyote not give hoot for so to speaking. Only give hoot for big yummy supper. Start with cat, then eat hunk too, oh boy!
Miss Kitty and I traded looks. She said,
I didn't think it would work.
Quiet, I'm not through yet. It's going to get a little crazy from here on, so be prepared to play to my lead. And be ready to run. I turned back to Snort. Okay, fine. Now we know the truth about you guys. You cheat and can't be trusted. And I guess that's our tough luck.
Ha! Very tough!
But before you proceed with a shameless travesty of justice, there's something you should know about this cat.
Coyote eat cat in two bites. Not give hoot for shameful tapestry.
Yeah? Well, you'd better hear me out, and then you can make up your own minds. I mean, you guys are old enough to start making your own decisions about, well, life and setting a good example for the youth of our...
Hunk, get to point!
Right. And here's the point. I left Mary D's side and walked over to the brothers and whispered, Boys, two nights ago, that cat was bitten on the neck by a vampire. There was a long moment of silence as the brothers stared at me with big, empty eyes.
What means bitten by umpire?
Not an umpire, Snort, a vampire. Do you know about vampires? He shook his head.
Coyote not play baseball, not give hoot for fun and games.
Yeah, well, vampires aren't fun and games. I leaned forward and spoke in my spookiest voice. Vampires are terrible, scary creatures. They rise up out of the graveyard in the deep dark of the night, and they go moaning and crying through the night, looking for victims. You know what they do? They bite their victims on the neck and inject them with the deadly vampire virus. And then they tear out the victim's throbbing gizzard and eat it raw. I studied my audience. They were all ears and eyes. They were buying the story, I could tell. And then, Snort, after doing all that, they turned their victim into a little squeaking mouse. Oh, and one last thing about vampires. They hate cheaters.
Coyote not crazy for meeting umpire.
Yeah, well, you're fixing to meet one right now. Watch this. I turned to Mary D. and gave her the secret sign, a slightly raised eyebrow. Then I closed my eyes and said the next part in the spookiest voice I could come up with. Seven slithering, slimy lizards, spider webs and haunted houses. Arise, O vampire, seek their gizzard. And turn them into squeaking mouses. You might remember that Mary D. had shown signs of weirdness earlier in the day. In other words, she knew a thing or two about strange behavior, and she didn't get it out of a book. She knew about it firsthand. And once she had figured out what I was doing, she played her part like a real pro. She rose slowly from the ground, kind of like a balloon being inflated. And as she rose, her eyes grew wider and wider. And remember that she had those greenish yellow cat eyes, the very spookiest kind when you see them in the dark. Her eyes grew wider and wider, and you know how cat eyes are sometimes black in the center? That's the way they were. Two glowing circles of greenish yellow light with darkness at the centers. She floated up to a standing position, and then the middle of her back kept going up, making the kind of hump that cats make when they're mad or crazy. She opened her mouth, showing them her spiky little teeth, and cut loose with an eerie yowl. Now, sometimes when a cat goes through all that routine, it will cause a dog to become inflamed and want to start barking. But Mary D was playing her part so well, and it was kind of a dark, spooky night anyways, and I had softened up the brothers with my vampire story. All of that together took its toll on the morale of the cannibal army. Their ears shot straight up, and their eyes grew as wide as saucers, and I noticed that a strip of hair was beginning to rise on both their backs. And fellers, they were watching every move she made and giving her their full attention. In other words, they were not showing signs of inflammation, which was very good because if they had, we would have been finished. It appeared that we had a chance of pulling it off. Well, Mary D went on with the drama. After rising slowly to her feet and humping her back and yowling, she locked her gaze on them and took a step towards them and hissed. It was a very convincing hiss, and it caused the brothers to inch backwards. And then she moaned.
The moon is full, the earth is turning, my vampire appetite is burning. Two coyote gizzards I must eat to make this dreadful night complete!
Say, that did get their full attention, especially the part about coyote gizzards. Rip looked at Snort, and Snort looked at Rip, and then they turned to me.
Coyote not so hungry now. Maybe Hunk better call off umpire and keep away from Rip and Snort.
Sure, good idea. I just want you guys to know, you're right, Snort. I'd better try to get her under control before it's too late. I spoke to Kitty. Get back, vampire. Get back. Away, away, be gone. She turned and hissed at me, and by George, it sent a few shivers down my backbone, even though I was part of the show. Hey, guys, I'm afraid it's too late. Once she starts these vampire fits, she's out of control. All I can tell you is that if she comes after you with those deadly poison vampire fangs, you'd better run for your lives. Right on cue, she sprang in their direction. Oh no, there she goes. She's out of control. The vampire's taken over. Run for your lives, boys, and protect your gizzards. There was a mad scramble, and then silence. Total silence. Mary D stood alone in the moonlight. We had pulled it off. Nice work, Kitty.
Her head came around very slowly and...
She stared at me with those strange eyes and... My goodness. Then she hissed.
I am a vampire. And I want your gizzard.